And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line is coming down and hit the top. And from top, the line is down through the center of your head.And the neck and the spine reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground, and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So you are firmly grounded.And our careless mind is back to a little bit more careful mind. So with our careful sensitivity, careful inner eye, careful inner ears. Let's observe breathing. Observe breathing. Today, don't try to regulate your breathing. Don't try to put in order anything. Just observe your chaotic breathing. So we like to observe carefully the link or channel between mind and body.So obviously, body reacts mind thoughts. So mind state makes some bodily condition. And we don't notice it. We usually don't know why I got cold, I got a disease, why I can't sleep.Why I have the stiffness and so on, we have no idea because we are careless. So today, let's observe carefully how the mind and the body are linked. So, number one link or channel between mind and body is breathing.When we think about something fearful, our breathing is changed. But most important thing is, we don't think about what we really, really fear at all. That's a problem. We think of certain things, some things we are so scared, but we can't think of anything we really, really scared. So that's why we are usually careless. So, but we are constantly so scared, feel guilty,And our breathing is all the time so irregular. So let's observe about it a little bit. So think of somebody whom you really worry or you have the conflict right now, you don't like or you hate, you are so angry at, think of that person and observe your breathing. Or maybe something you really afraid of, your fantasy or upcoming event, possible event, or some impossibility. In anything, you are obsessed. You think of it and observe your breathing. Or maybe think about yourself, and if you feel you are small and weak and limited, if you think of such your belief or made up identity, you are breathing also might be changed and feel so suffocated or so painful. So you can try to be relieved from it by making a sound, Waha, probably this sound is helpful. When you think of A and think of B, your breathing might be very different. And the point is not to think of A only and try not to think of B. Think of B. B is all the time in your mind. And we can pretend that there is no B in our mind, but you can't cheat yourself. B is all the time in your mind. So when you expect A, there is all the time B be the fear if A won't be realized. So A is setting up, B is upsetting. A is expectation, B is disappointment. So the purpose of this meditation is not try to think of good things, but realize we have the some fear and a sense of guilt, and we have the chaotic breathing. So realize chaotic breathing and observe breathing. And by observing this chaotic breathing, slowly, gently, we are led to tranquil. Peaceful state of mind, and the breathing is followed by it. Are you with me? So you can think of the anything from the past memory. You can observe and compare when you think of the good memory, sweet memory, and bad, painful memory. So you can compare the breathing. Or you can think of the future. When you dream of the fantastic future and you are afraid of the not so good future, so your breathing is directly affected. We know if we think of the truly obsessed thing, when we hit true obsession, our breathing is stopped. So that's why our mind avoid thinking of it and hide that obsession from our consciousness. But once in a while, that obsession comes or pop up, and our breathing is stopped. And then we forget about it. But let's say we can't hide anything in our mind from our consciousness anymore because we decided not to hide anything anymore, because hiding anything is so painful. And we like to be free from it. don't worry if you are really, really angry or struggling from anything. You notice that your breathing is so stiff and you know, shallow and irregular and so hard. But you can observe it. You can observe it. Don't worry. At least you noticed. You realize. It's most important thing. Realization is treasure. You notice it, it's a diamond. So don't worry, just observe. You realize you are chaotic mind state. Yes, our life is chaotic. So don't worry, but you at least observe it. Who observes it? Your true, careful, stable, sane inner eye. So you are protected. You are safe. Don't worry. Okay, now let's go to next level. We like to touch another link, or we can call it channel, between mind and body. So very softly, carefully, I take off my eyeglasses, using your finger or fingers, touch like a feather to touch your upper eyelid, both eyelid, with both fingers, very softly, like feather. Don't push, very carefully, softly touch your eyelid. And observe your breathing. And touch again. Very softly. It's not the finger, it's a feather. Maybe two fingers, if you prefer, just one finger, both sides, the both fingers. And after touching your eyelids, still feel something, both eyelids, still feel something. And you focus on that feeling, and at the same time, observe your breathing. You might notice that the breathing is a little bit more stable, gentle, with sense of safety. Then let's do one more trial. This time, just one finger, and again, like a feather, just put your fingers on your third eye. Very softly and gently. Touch and touch and more carefully touch again. How do you feel? Your fingers. Yeah. And now you bring down your hands and you still feel something on your third eye and maybe still both eyelids. Feels so good. So soft, so sweet, as if your holiness, Holy Spirit, angel, something such a spiritual being, touched you with love. And that love energy is slowly coming down to your heart. You can imagine the beautiful current of the light start at your third eye to the center of your chest. It's like a waterfall. And your chest is like the beautiful pond of love. And furthermore, from this pond, there are so many small streams appeared, and the waters of the light coming down to your stomach area. And the second chakra area. The beautiful shining rain of love. So your stomach area must have been dried out. Second chakra area must be dried out. Now the rain comes and you receive the rain, rain of love. With deep appreciation and joy, When we cry, we are dried out. We need the rain of love. And now we are receiving it. Then again, observe breathing. The breathing is not perfect, still okay. Observe your breathing and observe your field is full of the rain of love. Waterfall, streams, and the rain. Your breath, your life is literally back. Feel the nice, beautiful light and love slowly open your eyes and come out of the meditation, please. Thank you very much, everyone. Who are in the morning, have a good day. And who are in the evening and need to work more, work well, good luck, and have a good evening. Thank you very much, and see you next week. Thank you. Be well. I love you.